My name is Aaron James Brown. Let's set aside Brown. The Browns were from England, where Brown is the most common name. My great-great-great-grandfather was a Cornish miner. His ancestors probably fixed carts for the Romans. Hell if I know. That wing of the family did a good job of forgetting where it was before the Victorian era. Before I get to the rest of my name, let me tell you what I was almost named. Ward George Brown IV. My grandfather and mother briefly joined forces to talk my dad out of the idea. So I got the name Aaron. I was named for the brother of Moses, who was the prophet's top advisor and leader of the tribe in his absence. On the upside, Aaron was the pragmatic, well-spoken leader to Moses' "look at these tablets God gave me" zeal. Aaron made Moses. Nevertheless, it's strange to be named for one of the world's most famous number twos, which is to say I was named after someone few people have heard of. On the other hand, had I been named Moses Brown, I think my life would have played out differently, possibly better, but probably not. My middle name, James, was part of an elaborate plot to call me AJ that my parents never followed up on. Moses James Brown would have definitely changed my life. Most of us never put much thought into our own names. Legally, you can change your name, but few do. Others flee their names for legal reasons, such as organized crime or marriage, to the degree there is a distinction. Parents, however, have a brief and monumental moment to exert great power in naming their children. We have three boys named Henry, Doug, and George. Henry's name has some distant family history, but mostly we just like the name. Doug was named for one of my wife's uncles, and George was the middle name of my dad, grandpa, and great-grandfather. Other family monikers make appearances as their middle names. People have said that these are old man names. How could you name cute little babies after people you find at the McDonald's drinking coffee and eating McMuffins at 10 a.m.? My answer is simple. We weren't naming babies. We were naming men. I want a name you can picture on a book jacket, a bridge, or a building. Give the kid options. If he adopts the nickname Jeepers and becomes a tornado chaser, that's his call. Of course, we get a lot of congratulations on the names, too, especially from anyone who has to write or pronounce kids' names for a living. There was a day that children were given simple family names with the expectation that they never draw garish attention and vote straight ticket Whig. Today, it's not uncommon to alter the spelling of a name or even create a whole new name by throwing Scrabble tiles like dice. The thing about names is that once given, they're permanent and inextricable from a person's personality. How could you be anything else? What's in a name? Us. We are.